Today, President Bush announced a $1 billion economic aid package for Georgia. It's intended to help the country rebuild after last month's Russian invasion. Vice President Dick Cheney arrives in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, tomorrow. He's visiting Azerbaijan, Ukraine, and Georgia to show support for the three former Soviet republics. Each shares a border with Russia. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tbilisi, today's aid package will be welcome, although many Georgians are looking for more.
Vice President Cheney will be the highest-ranking American official to visit Georgia since the shock of the Russian invasion. For many here, like Alexander Rondelli, president of the Georgian Foundation for Strategic and International Studies, Cheney's visit signifies not only American support for Georgia's independence, but protection from further Russian attack.
It's a sign of goodwill of American nation, and it's a sign of American support to a small country bordering gangster Russia.
Senior American officials have already visited Georgia to pledge humanitarian aid and financial backing for reconstruction. But Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, and many others here want more. They want a fast track to membership in the NATO alliance, and short of that, says Alexander Rondelli, they want the U.S. to pledge protection.
We are sure that the United States will try to protect us through collective security system, or maybe it will be bilateral, who knows.
Earlier this year, at a NATO summit in Romania, President Bush urged NATO membership for Georgia, but there was opposition to that among European allies, in particular France and Germany. Then Russian President Vladimir Putin warned NATO that Moscow would look on NATO membership for Georgia and Ukraine, also a candidate, as a military threat. During the short war in August, Russian tanks and armor smashed Georgia's small army, and for the moment, Georgia is utterly defenseless. Putin and the current Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, claim that the U.S. is secretly smuggling arms to Georgia through ships bringing humanitarian aid. The U.S. has denied this, but there are those here who hope that it's true. David Smith is an American living in Tbilisi. He's the director of the Georgian Security Analysis Center and an occasional advisor to the Georgian government.
I hope the vice president is bringing a package here that will help rebuild Georgia, including its military, supply it with the right kind of weapons, including anti-aircraft weapons, and start pushing for a membership action plan in NATO.
Although Georgia was unable to stand up to the Russian military, political and patriotic spirits have only been strengthened. On Monday, hundreds of thousands of people poured into the streets of Tbilisi and other towns and villages. This group of youngsters were chanting, "Georgia yes, Russia no."
This is the demonstration that Georgian people want freedom. Georgian people don't want Russian, and we want freedom.
This is our Georgia. Freedom, Georgia, freedom.
Many in the crowd believe that the U.S. will come to the country's aid, but it's far from clear how realistic that expectation is, what the U.S. is willing to risk, if anything, to challenge Russia's action in Georgia. Alexander Rondelli concedes this lack of realism in Georgia today.
Well, maybe it's not very realistic, but we Georgians are not very realistic. If we were very realistic, we would not fight Russians, and we would pull back and just giving them our country. When you're struggling for survival, sometimes you are not very realistic.
David Smith argues that the Russian military move against Georgia was the first battle in a potentially much wider conflict.
This is a war against the post-1991 world order, and the Russians perceive that as an order dominated by the United States, by NATO, and by the European Union. This is a war on that order, and we had better wake up and understand what it is.
That is a view many in Georgia hold, but there is little accord in Europe and the U.S. about whether it's true, and even less agreement what to do about it if it is. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tbilisi.